Part 3. How you think covers how you process your thoughts and information and express those thoughts to others. Your ability to sort the significant from the trivial, to summarize succinctly, and to respond to questions under pressure. This section also addresses the difference between strategic thinking and tactical thinking. Finally, you'll find a chapter on controlling your reactions and expressing emotions appropriately. Part 4, How to Act, deals with attitude and character traits that come across in your communication style, attitudes, habits, and behaviors that either support or diminish a powerful presence and your resulting credibility. As I mentioned earlier, the goal is to help you increase your presence, so I've tried to be as specific as possible with tips, techniques, and anecdotes to make the principles understandable and practical. Please note, however, that although the anecdotes are factual, I've changed the names in each to protect identities. If you're listening to this book, chances are you already understand the power of presence to persuade others as you state opinions and answer questions. Position yourself as a thought leader when you champion a cause or a change. Communicate issues clearly in ways that engage others both intellectually and emotionally. Win others' trust by demonstrating your integrity and goodwill. And win contracts or promotions and generally get ahead in your career. But your organization will benefit.